Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. So, if you just introduce yourself for me, so your name and your job title.
My name's Lisa Wood and I am the clinical lead for Synaptic and PHL.
And I'm Tracy Kelly. I am the senior nurse liaison lead for Manx Care and Synaptic.
Perfect. So we have run several stories up at Manx Radio about Synaptic. We know that you're working to help Manx Care kind of reduce waiting lists primarily. But can you tell me a bit about Synaptic and what you actually do? Because that's kind of, in a bulletin, that's all we ever have time to explain. So what does that mean then to try and reduce those waiting lists? What are you doing?
So Synaptic is a Scottish-based company that has recently come into partnership with PHL, which is a company based in England. And Synaptic's provide full clinical teams to reduce waiting lists. So we provide the whole team from the consultant and outpatients to the whole theatre team to provide the surgeries and also the ward-based team, including physios, to try and reduce those waiting lists.
What procedures have you been carrying out then?
We have been doing a lot of ophthalmology procedures, major orthopaedics, hips and knee replacements, and also laterally general surgery for laparoscopic cholecystectomy, gallbladders and hernia.
On a day-to-day basis, what do you do as your role within Synaptic when you go up to the hospital?
So my role in Synaptic is to ensure that we put in the right clinical staffing, and that our staff are orientated to the project, they're orientated to the hospital that they're working, they're inducted to the team, and that they work well within that organisation to ensure that we're working as part of one big team. So I ensure we have the right skilled staff in to do the job, and that they know they're highly skilled in what they do.
And yourself?
So I actually work for Manx Care, and I'm senior nurse, so my responsibility is making sure that the ward that we have is set up right. So we've been really fortunate in that we've been able to ring fence a ward specifically for the activity that we've been doing through the partnership with Synaptic and Manx Care to deliver the surgery in sort of orthopaedics, ophthalmics and general surgery. So we've been able to ring fence that ward, which means we've been able to carry on with the work that we're doing. Business as usual has carried on. And the work we do with Synaptic is additional to that. And so my role is making sure that the ward area that we use is up and functioning. I liaise with Lisa and the team at Synaptic, who are based in Scotland, and the teams that come over to the island. And I sort of, I guess I'm the link between Manx Care and Synaptic on island, and make sure that we've got the right, as working with Lisa as well, to make sure that we've got the right skill team. And the beauty of it is, if we're doing orthopaedics, we get an orthopaedic trained, not only the consultant and the anaesthetist, but also the nursing staff. They've all got the specific skills for whatever specialty we're doing at the time, which is great.
And so is it a different team that comes over from Scotland each time? So if you're trying to clear a specific waiting list, like you say, that team comes over for that period of time, and it's that sort of, it's staggered, it's not always multiple teams in one go.
Yeah. So if it is orthopaedics, so when we completed the orthopaedic project, it would always be an orthopaedic skilled nurse, obviously the surgeon, an anaesthetist that his specialty, he does orthopaedics, to make sure that we have the right skilled personnel in, and then ophthalmology, you know, so it's different teams, and we do, and within those teams we try and provide the continuity of staffing, because that's key to making sure that we have safe practices and that patient care is delivered in a really highly safe manner.
And so how would you say that the teams work together then? Because like you say, it's a team coming over into the Manx Care where we've already got our doctors and nurses on site. So how do those teams work together then?
I think early days, the key thing is communication and getting the word out to both sides, really, both sides, but to Manx Care staff and Synaptic, communicating exactly what we want to do. I think there was some trepidation. I think it's, you know, a fair comment to say there's trepidation, and for you can understand that people say, oh, we've got an unknown quantity coming to work alongside us. I think early days it was sort of that, just not knowing how it was going to be. But I think now we're at the stage where everybody, you know, we've worked really well There's elements, everything that we do, we talk, some people talk about synaptic patients. There's no such thing as a synaptic patient. A patient is a patient. All of the patients are all Manx Care, and some are operated on by our teams, some are operated on by the synaptic teams. And we've done a lot of work to be able to bring forward pathways, that shared pathways, new pathways, or we've built on pathways that we had, existing ones that Synaptic have brought, like enhanced recovery. That's within orthopedics, and that's about getting patients up and moving quicker. It's a whole optimizing them preoperatively to be able to get them home quicker. Because the best place to be is home rather than in hospital. So we've done a lot of work around that.
I think
that
it would be naive to say that it hasn't been with a challenge from in the beginning, because all change is challenging to both the Nobles care staff and equally Synaptic staff, because we're coming into a new environment, and you know the expectations and the communication is the key. And I think we have reset and stopped and reviewed sometimes how that's gone, because it is, it's quite, it's been a very, very big project to undertake to help support that delivery of safe patient care and to make sure that people have had their operations after having waiting so long.
So I think you mentioned like the patients there and the people who have been waiting a long time. How have people been helped, would you say?
I can tell you about one lady on our ophthalmic patients, and she actually gave permission for her story to be shared, and a piece, I think it was covered at one of the board meetings that was aired publicly. And it was a lady who was registered blind, and she came and had her cataract surgery, and she had one cataract done, and the surgeon brought her back the following day to follow her, to just to review her, and then she was brought in later on in the week and had the second eye done. And literally she'd used a white stick before that, and threw the stick away almost, and she said she was going to be able to see her grandchildren open their Christmas presents for the first time. And just the feeling of pride, really, within the team of what they'd been able to do. That's just one patient, and we've seen that replicated many times. You know, that it's life-changing, you know, for people to get their sight back. I can think of another ophthalmology patient who was in a nursing home, and his joy was reading, but he hadn't been able to do that for a long time. And, of course, COVID had that impact, because that delayed surgery as well. He'd not had visitors, and so it'd become in his own little bubble. So to give him his sight back, to be able to do what was his one joy, really. Lots of stories like that have been amazing.
And the mobility to get patients back that have needed their hips or knee replacements done to get rid of that pain, and to be able to mobilise and just get a bit of their life back.
I guess, what's your standout moment been then? I mean, you mentioned that patient just now, but is there another standout moment that you've had? Is even if it's not with a specific patient, even if it's just seeing the teams gel, you know, and work
well
together?
I think it's all been standout moments for me. I've been nursing for 25 years, and I've worked in a lot of different hospitals, and I've supported projects through with Synaptic. We've been elsewhere and we've put in. So we have grown, but actually the Isle of Man project has been, it's quite close to my heart, because I've been here from the beginning and I've seen the challenges, and we've seen it grow and develop, and you know, and how we've changed, and we've bonded the staff, and you know, within the hospital, everybody's so kind and caring, and but equally open and able to speak to me. You know, they recognise you when you come and they can speak about the challenges, and I just think the whole thing's been amazing. The support that we've been given, Manx Care have supported us and we've supported them, so it's been very much a team working partnership. So we have a very good open communication. If something's not working right, then we'll review it and reset it. The attention to detail that Manx Care provide to the patient care, and that we are able to deliver. A lot of our nurses have, you know, they expressly want to come back, and they've come back time and time again. We came as visitors, but a lot of people feel that it's home. And I think that's really important, because they love the island. I love the island. It's amazing. And just to feel that warmth has been great. And it encourages you to come back. Yes, there's been challenges at times. Do you know, we've had to change and adapt, and equally move, you know, because it's an island and it's we work differently. But I think it's been all of it has been a special time because that's why I come back time and time again, because you get that satisfaction from knowing that you're supporting patient care, you're supporting people in your community that have health issues. They need an operation, they need their hip done, or their you know, cataracts done, whatever it is that needs done, you know. And I think you've got an amazing healthcare service here that we're able to, and I'm proud to be able to support that, to deliver that.
Yeah,
for patients.
That's got to be nice to hear that the teams want to come over and keep
absolutely
working, you know.
Yes.
They do.
I think as a team, you know, both sides, we've worked really well together. I think for every patient, there's an element of Manx Care staff and Synaptic staff involved in their whole journey, whether it be right from initially the GP referring in to a Manx Care consultant, and then they're streamed into the different lists. They come through our pre-assessment. We have a great pre-assessment team, and then into theatre then, and we have, as I say, Synaptic and Manx Care teams in there, and then the all of the ward-based stuff that up until fairly recently has been Synaptic nurses, physios, healthcare or health and healthcare support workers, you call them, we call them healthcare assistants. Just slightly different terminology, but yeah. So we've had ward clerks and everybody. It's been a pleasure to have them over, and we've developed really good relationships with them, and it's great. Now we're at the stage where certainly from orthopaedics, Manx Care team is building up again. After COVID, we're getting our nursing workforce building up, and that's one of the things that having our colleagues from Scotland come over, we're hoping a few of them will stay, you know, so
oh, she's poaching them, that's it now
and join us, and but we are now back at Manx Care delivering the orthopaedic work that was really built back up after COVID with Synaptic. We've had what's been great is that when we had the Synaptic teams, that was consultants, just a consultant, so there was no part of a bigger clinical team. So we used advanced nurse practitioners, AMPs, that have come, and they've taken the role of the junior doctor because they're trained to prescribe and sort of take that elements of that junior doctor role. And I think we're now hopefully embracing that more as well within Manx Care. And we've used James, one of our AMPs that's come over in particular, and he's done a lot of education around pathways with our teams as well, which is great, really good.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Both teams learning from each other, yeah.
And I think from Synaptic, we have grown as a company because this project, what we're delivering, we have developed as well, because we have provided the admin teams, the sterile services teams, you know, it's been an amazing project to be a part of, and it's fills you with a lot of pride that's been delivered, and we've been able to work together, you know, and actually helped support your staff, and your staff have supported us, and we've developed a hybrid working model, so they've integrated really quite well.
I think from both Manx Care and Synaptic, the patient is the absolute focus, and that's the important thing, and that's what, regardless of whatever else is going on, it has to be right for the patient. So that's what that's what we're here for.
Yeah,
perfect. Well, I couldn't sum it up any better myself. Is there anything else you'd want to add at all?
We've delivered a lot of, you know, in the last 18 months, the numbers that we've delivered from cataracts, from knees and hips, gallbladders, hernias, all sorts of, you know, other sort of smaller surgical cases and things that we've done, to be able to deliver that in a short amount of time. I think there won't be many other trusts across the UK that have been able to deliver what we've done sort of post-COVID, and it's fabulous, really good.
Yeah. And I think just that, you know, the relief on the patient's faces when they come through to theatre, because I support in theatres clinically as well, and speaking to them, they're just so delighted to get their surgery. And then when you hear that that patient's gone home that day after having a hip replacement done, it's just amazing. So I think the whole project has been very special, working in partnership together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the service that Manx Care and their, you know, I've said it before, but the priority that they put on patient care and excellent patient care and the attention that the patients get from the staff is just, it's unique. And a lot of our, you know, that's one main thing that I would say is that the, you know, it takes you back to the heart of why you entered the healthcare profession. Mm-hmm. And that is to deliver, you know, patient-centric care and go home at the end of the day and knowing that you've, you know, given that patient a really good outcome, mm-hmm. you know, and the best outcome that they could possibly get. It's not just a task-orientated role.
Yeah.
It's a vocation.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of the feedback is. And, you know, and hopefully we've developed a good relationship.
Absolutely.
I feel definitely. We've got a very good relationship. Yeah. And we've made new friends as well along the way. And, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're all going to get recruited to stay here. That's what it is. That's it.
Absolutely.
Now.
I know. And a lot of our staff have met and developed really good bonds and friendships. Mm. You know, your taxi drivers are amazing. Everybody, the hoteliers, everybody's been really welcoming. And it's actually, it's really unique and nice to be somewhere that everybody knows you.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind. You know, I don't think there hasn't been anybody that has ever had anything but kindness, mm-hmm. or they've always been really welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Bit of Manx hospitality.
Yeah,
it is. There you go.
It is.
One of the consultants commented that he said every time I walk down the corridor in the hospital, everybody says hello to me. He said, and I'm just not used to that.
Yeah.
So it's
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So even people I don't know, they all say hello. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
And if you're in a shop or you're in getting pizza or whatever, you know, people chat to you, mm-hmm. and then it opens up the conversation, and then, you know, and I think it is really nice because we don't get that personable at home sometimes, yeah. because there's a lot of pressures mm-hmm. elsewhere, and this for me is. It's a really enjoyable part of my role.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.